Fitz Blake is a Michigan physician who is used to the fast pace of the emergency room. He shocked people back to life, set broken bones, and stabilized gunshot victims. Blake looks imposing. He's built like a linebacker and speaks in a deep baritone voice. He says his traditional medical training taught him and others how to identify disease, do procedures, and select the right medicines. But he's troubled by what current medical training doesn't seem to emphasize as much. It's what health policy experts refer to as patient-centered care.
Patients and families need to be able to make informed decisions. And the only way that they can make informed decisions is if someone sits down and takes the time with them to educate them about what's going on as far as their disease process and their prognosis.
Blake's quest to treat the whole patient and not just the problem is personal. Blake's mother was diagnosed with cancer when he was only 10 years old. He remembers how his family tried to shield him. He also remembers how a new team of doctors treating his mother influenced his current outlook on medical care.
There were physicians who I noticed on her team that kind of came in and gave a different approach. It seemed to me that they were more focused on what they could do for her than what they could do to her.
The distinction Blake makes between for her and to her is significant. It represents a shift in the medical culture to more actively involve patients in the medical decision-making process. What's at stake are concerns about patients' rights, medical harm, and the skyrocketing costs of healthcare. In the case of Blake's mother, his family opted not to continue chemotherapy and instead focus aggressively on her quality of life.
There was a piece that I saw that kind of came over my mother and my family once we kind of changed the direction and changed our approach to her care.
So now, after 7+ years of medical training, Blake has once again set out to learn how to provide this kind of peace to others. He took the unconventional step of pursuing a palliative medicine fellowship at the University of Michigan. It's a fast-growing medical specialty designed to relieve patients' suffering. Palliative medicine providers act as medical consultants and are paid like other medical specialists. Blake now spends each day talking with patients, families, and other healthcare providers. His goal is to answer, in a very personal way, the difficult questions that patients like Amy Berman have. She was diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer 2 years ago and faced the tough choice about whether to pursue chemotherapy that would not provide a cure.
We need to know exactly what's being done before it's done to us. We need to know likely the course of events of the disease. We need to know what the treatments are going to be, are going to cost, how they'll make us feel in the short run. What's the likely benefit in the long run?
When Blake returns to his full-time emergency medicine career, he will face difficult questions from his colleagues about whether providing palliative care in the ER setting is feasible, especially when they're flooded with patients and time is at a premium. Blake says the ER is a great place to plant the palliative care seed, and there is plenty of opportunity to improve communication.
I try to educate my peers that, you know, our days are certainly busy and hectic, but if we take that time, I believe outcomes will be better for our patients.
Tomorrow, we'll look at the challenges and opportunities of expanding palliative care in the state of Michigan. For Michigan Radio News, I'm Nishant Shekharan.